News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM at FM and WSAU.com. Wisconsin would still be the only state in the country where a first-time OWI is a non-criminal offense, but other changes are moving forward to toughen up the state's drunk driving laws. Six new bills were approved in committee yesterday, all of them authored by the committee chairman, Representative Jim Ott.
What we're trying to do is move the ball forward and toughen up our laws in Wisconsin, and the ultimate goal is deterrence.
Two of the bills would impose mandatory minimums for OWIs. They'd require mandatory minimums for homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle and by causing great bodily harm. Other bills would make a third and fourth OWI offenses felonies. First-time offenders would still have to appear in court or face arrest, and judges could seize the vehicles of anyone convicted of a third OWI. Earlier this week, a federal judge upheld Wisconsin's Act 10, which limits collective bargaining for public employees. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says that Judge William Conley's ruling does not come as a surprise to him. He says the state will win additional legal challenges.
I'm not surprised because with regards to Act 10, the rule of law and the Constitution have always been on our side as a state. We have had 10 different cases where the state has been sued over Act 10. Seven of them have come to complete conclusion, and we have won across the board in all seven of them.
Now, the two unions who lost this latest court ruling still haven't decided if they will appeal. The U.S. consulate in Afghanistan under attack by suicide bombers.
Militants launched an attack on the U.S. consulate in Herat, Afghanistan. The violence broke out early Friday morning as two suicide car bombs exploded about 65 yards away from the consulate compound. Assailants on foot then engaged a gunfight with Afghan security forces around the compound. Rubble and twisted pieces of metal lay strewn across the area.
An explosion took place at the gate of the U.S. consulate. Then a number of insurgents entered the consulate gate.
At least seven of the attackers and two members of the Afghan security force were killed. U.S. officials say all of its consulate personnel are safe and are praising the actions of the Afghan forces. Marianne Rafferty, Fox News.
Rev your engines and tomahawk. The annual fall ride begins today, the 32nd annual motorcycle weekend. Tamara Anderson is with the Chamber of Commerce. She says the event kicks off tonight.
We have the Thunder Parade, which starts at the Tomahawk High School. Lineup starts around 5 p.m. The parade starts at 6, and that goes on a long run throughout our community and ends downtown.
We have a full list of events at WSAU.com. The Cronenwetter Village Board has reversed an earlier decision about a special assessment to cover standing water and flood damage. About 250 homeowners with flooded basements were going to have to pay $5,000 each for drainage improvements. But more than 40 people spoke against the special assessments, and the village board last night decided to put the project into next year's village budget. The cost is $600,000, but now those expenses will be spread out over the entire tax base. First Lady Michelle Obama in Watertown kicking off an effort to get people to drink more water. She says even the president does.
One of the very first things that I did was to make sure we were getting more water into our diets. That was the very first thing I did. And soon enough, I saw how that one little change made all the difference in our lives to our girls, to me and Barack. We felt healthier. We felt more alert. And the more water we drank, the better we felt.
She says that water is preferred over sugary soft drinks and even diet soda. She says water is the original energy drink. Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts announced 2 years ago they'd be expanding into central Wisconsin. Now we have the locations of the two Wausau area franchises, one in Rib Mountain at the corner of Rib Mountain Drive and Morning Glory Lane, the other in Weston at the strip mall near Camp Phillips Road and Schofield Avenue. Dunkin' Donuts already has one location up and running in Plover. They've announced sites in Rhinelander and Marshfield, and all of the new locations will be up and running by the end of the year. Now here's our Newsline 9 weather forecast. A good morning to meteorologist Justin Lowe.
You might need a light jacket for today. Much more fall-like weather. Sunny to partly cloudy skies, a high of 64. North wind at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear and chilly. Maybe a touch of frost in a few spots. Low down to 41. Tomorrow, some sunshine early. Then a few clouds developing later in the afternoon, a high around 70. On Sunday, a chance for some showers in the morning. Then decreasing clouds during the afternoon, high 66. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We have clear skies, but you will notice the cooler conditions this morning. Again, it feels like fall is arriving today. Before you make your weekend plans, check the real-time weather radar and the six-day forecast, plus hour-by-hour temperatures, all on our weather page 24/7 at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.